What's up, podcast? So on today's throwback episode, we talk about negativity and mindset. This was a super fun clip that I really enjoyed listening back to. I loved the conversation when we had it. I hope you get something out of it, because I know I sure did. So stay tuned.
And, you know, instead of, it was the too busy episode, right?
Yeah.
Don't say you're busy when you're just watching, you're binge watching something on Netflix. Yeah. Be busy doing something else.
Yeah.
Busy is a very interesting concept. I really like that episode because it's a very, I think it's a very good topic.
So. Thank you. And that was one episode I really liked on Bob's thoughts that I've done episodes on and talked about it as it's popped up, is negativity and the negative mindset. And for those who haven't heard your take on it, I figured kind of what your thoughts are.
Did you see the title of that episode when I first released it?
No.
Okay, so Bob's thoughts, also one of the weird things about that is I decided that I wanted to do one word titles. I've actually deviated from the last couple of ones. But so the reason why that episode even came to be is that there's so much talk about the placebo effect, where, you know, you tell somebody that they're taking something, this is at its base level, you're taking something and it's going to help. There's going to be a positive benefit of X. And whether it's a sugar pill or not, the planting of that seed of positivity that this is going to help. And you can do that in coaching and anything, you know, like if you do these 10 reps, it's going to make you faster. It might actually not make you faster, but if that person believes, then there's a bigger chance that they're going to be faster. Placebo effect. So, but there's the opposite, the nocebo effect, where if you give somebody that same sugar pill and say, you know what, this actually might help with this, but the negative side effects could be X, Y, and Z. There's research that shows that people experience those negative side effects, even though it's a sugar pill. And that kind of dovetails into, you know, back to the coaching thing or back to the raising children thing. If you plant a negative seed enough times, those people are going to believe that negativity, and that negativity can hold you back. So, you know, negative thoughts are going to come, and this gets kind of back to meditation again. God, I'm such a freak. That, you know, you have to fill your mind with a positive thought or blank your mind completely, but you have to acknowledge the negativity that comes in. It can just float right in. You can be like, yep, that could be a possible side effect, and then just push it away and then go for your goal. So, yeah, negativity is, you know, that's another interesting topic. I could probably riff 10 episodes on negativity.
Yeah, because with negativity, I've actually not talked about this a whole lot, but I definitely went through phases already in life where I definitely had a very negative mindset towards myself and everything I was doing and stuff like that, which I guess kind of a lot of people go through and is really big right now. But something for me, the game changer was, like you said, realizing that when the seed's planted, no one's born thinking that they're bad at stuff, right? That's always something that someone else said at some point. And that's back to parenting too, full circle, is I read this somewhere, and it was, I forget where, it's like, be careful of what you say, because your words are your voice, or your children's inner voice, and stuff like that, where there's definitely a big, negativity is, it's a very interesting thing that you could do a long conversation on.
And you could do a lot of, I mean, that parenting thing that you just brought up, it'd be interesting to pull my kids and see what their inner voice is from us as parents. I'm pretty positive as a dad, just as a person in general. It'd be very interesting. I know that if you ask them things that I always say, I bet you the first thing they would bring up is that you can't make time. I bet you, because I grill them on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you were talking about meditation too, which I know that I've experimented.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. If you got something out of it, make sure you leave a review. All of Bob's Baby Bar's podcasts are in the show notes below. Send me an email, all that good stuff. You guys know what to do. And stick around for a quick word from our sponsors.